The connections that I've made with my teachers at Suburban will remain some of the most rewarding in my entire life. I must first thank my guidance counselor, Dr. Britton, who has manifested my complex and ever-changing schedules to help my dreams come to fruition. Miss Dare is possibly the most selfless and compassionate person that you will ever meet. Since my sixth grade year, she's been like my second mother. She has done nothing except sacrifice everything in her power for my dream. She has led two of my independent studies and without fail, has made me into the musician and person that I am today. Madame Stark is one of the sweetest souls, too, from tolerating my tap dancing and bad accent in class to consistently working with me so that I don't become overwhelmed. Mrs. Mitchell and Mrs. Cunningham both have driven me to be better on and off the stage. They've showed me the true healing and performative powers of the arts. Mrs. McNulty pushed my writing abilities to their fullest potential my sophomore year and was nothing except a cheerleader and warm smile for all of my accomplishments. From Quiz Bowl to Amnesty to that 5 on the WAP exam, Miss Lawrence is truly what we should all aspire to be, kind, resilient, humble, and unapologetically herself. Mr. Mounts consistently acknowledged the best parts of myself, yet forced me to improve my worst ones too. His passion for government and politics is still what motivates me to be politically active today. Mrs. Oathout to me is the quintessential example of a teacher. I mean, I looked forward to her class every day because she was always there, right by my side, from tears to smiles to dum-dums to tea. Mrs. Peroskevakis is an absolute genius. She forced my shy sophomore self to understand the true meaning of spoken word performance and is the very reason for my state title today. And please, we must not forget about the iconic librarian duo, also known as my Poetry Out Loud audience. Mrs. Powers was the laughter and the smile I never knew I needed to get throughout each day. And Mrs. Kendrick, thank you. You're my best friend, my editor, and my other second mother. There's nothing except unconditional love for you. Thank you, all of you.